Let me just read through the last six verses of chapter 11, starting in verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I do praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the learned and the intelligent, and have revealed them to babes. Yes, Father, for doing it this way was pleasing in your sight. God chose to do it that way. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 that if the princes of this world, the educated, the high and mighty, if it was through knowledge, earthly knowledge, the princes of this world wouldn't have killed the Lord of life. But God chose to reveal it to the meek and the lowly. James said, God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith. He's chosen that. Paul said, look around, brothers. You don't see any big political figures. Or he didn't say any. He said, not many. Not many rich in this world's goods. Not many highly educated. Not many in high position. God hasn't chosen that. He's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the base things to bring to nothing, the high and mighty things. That's what God has chosen. We learn from God by what He chooses to do and how He chooses to do it. That's why the revelation that He created a son is so important. Because everything about God is revealed in that one act. Because in the Son is revealed all the hidden wisdom of God and knowledge of God. So we learn from God by watching what He does. Jesus was very wise to do as He did. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what He tells me to say. And of myself, I can do nothing. If God will have mercy on us, He'll open our eyes so we can see what He's doing. The Lord is known, David said, by the judgment that He executes. But if you don't know it's God doing the judgment, you'll never know God at all. If you just pass it off as an event, or pass it off as the devil doing it, or blame other people, you'll never get to know God, because He's known by the judgment that He executes. So we have to know it's God, first of all. Then we can ask why. Then we can learn the wisdom of God by watching what He did.